You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
Residents have been confined to their rooms after a long-term aged care employee at the Dorothy Henderson Lodge at Macquarie Park in Sydney's north tested positive to coronavirus. She had contact with 13 elderly residents, with two reporting flu-like symptoms. One resident has been confirmed as having the virus. New South Wales Health Minister Brad Hazzard revealed another, a 95-year-old woman, has died.
Now, whether or not it was related to corona, we don't know at this point.
The carer, a woman in her 50s, is in isolation in hospital and is in a stable condition. But where she contracted the virus is a mystery. She has not recently travelled overseas, making her the third person in New South Wales to contract the virus through community transmission.
It is concerning when we have somebody present with coronavirus and we can't track the source. If, in this case, this much-loved staff member had not travelled. She had not been overseas, she had not been to any of the hotspots. Around the world. So that raises the question, well, how did she end up with coronavirus?
A doctor at the nearby North Ryde Hospital also tested positive without leaving the country. The hospital is managing a significant staffing cut as the doctor's colleagues, more than a dozen doctors, 23 nurses and 4 healthcare workers, were told to quarantine themselves at home. New South Wales Chief Health Officer Dr. Kerry Chant saying that contact tracing procedures and precautionary quarantine measures are imperative to the containment of the virus.
We have tested any of those doctors or nurses that had any symptoms at all. We tested them and we'll continue to test them for the 14 days. And then we will give them a clearance if they get through that without having any demonstrated disease.
At least 43 people have been diagnosed with coronavirus in Australia. Queensland Today confirmed its 11th case of a man who recently returned from Iran. But Chief Medical Officer Professor Brendan Murphy says if the number of people contracting the virus within Australia continues to rise, those hardest hit will be in regional and remote communities due to their health services being less well equipped.
In a metropolitan area, the health system would probably be able to cope as it would for the general community, but in isolated communities, this infection could have pretty devastating consequences. So we are likely to put in a range of much more advanced protective measures than we would for other parts of the community, particularly focusing on the FIFO workers who come in and out. They present a particular risk.
At least 8 flights coming into Australia in the past week carried passengers who later tested positive to the disease. Authorities are working to get in contact with people seated close by to ask them to self-quarantine for 14 days. Federal Health Minister Greg Hunt announcing that the government is now backdating the quarantine requirement for anyone who has arrived from Iran to February 19.
Across the country, there are real challenges, but what we are doing is making sure that we are prepared, and as we have seen, wherever these cases have emerged, we are responding, as has been agreed in the planning processes, and in the case of Iran, we now have, on top of what were some of the strongest bans in the world, even stronger conditions.
Health authorities have also asked hospital and aged care workers who recently returned from the virus hotspots of Italy and South Korea to wait 14 days before returning to work. In the shops, there is more evidence of panic buying, with toilet paper and long life products stripped from the shelves.
It's just empty. I've never seen anything like it. It's just completely empty. There's nothing there.
Woolworths has now limited customers to 4 packets of toilet paper per transaction. Jennifer Scherer, SBS News.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.